on the third day, the first perek, pasuk yud alef, the 11th pasuk. So it says, Vayome Elokim, and God said, Tidasheh ha'aretz desha. Let the aretz produce its desha. It's let it its herb herbs its herb. How do you say that?
Herbs.
Okay, it's herb. Esev mazria zera. It's like its grass formed that gives out its own little seeds. Eitz pri. The fruit, the tree of the fruit, right? Oseh pri, which makes its fruit, which is very interesting. What do you mean, eitz pri? The eitz, which has, like, Rashi is going to see that as a taste of the fruit, and also makes its fruit, lemino, according to its own kind. Asher zarobo, which it will has its own zera, its own seeds from it. Al ha'aretz, on the land, ve'hi chein, and it will be so, right?
I need to
talk.
I'm sorry.
Huh? So now let's see the Rashi's here. Eitz pri. So obviously we're talking about the production of the vegetation, right? We now created the seas. We now created the land. And now what happens to the land? The next stage is the vegetation on the land, right? Now remember, we're not coming to teach us again the order of creation, even though this seems like similar to the order, right? And we expect land to happen, I mean, before you have vegetation, right? Seas, etc. Probably, I don't know, according to ecology, probably that's what happened. I don't know too much, right? But that's probably what happened. Makes sense. So now, we're going to ask what sort of piece of Torah we're going to learn here. So first of all, we see that the herbitude and the grass of the land, they grow. And they all have this zera from which they grow from in the future. Yeah? We see that the eitz pri, oseh pri, which is interesting. We're going to see Rashi here. What do you mean eitz pri? Right? A fruit, a tree which has fruit, a tree of fruit, which makes fruit. What do you mean a tree which has fruit, which makes fruit? You should say a tree which makes fruit. You should say a tree of fruit which makes fruit. That's a funny Russian. You agree?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what's that funny? A tree of fruit which makes fruit.
It's kind of redundant.
Yeah, it's redundant,
fruit
right?
So
Rashi explains, what does it mean? Shietam ha'etz, the taste of the tree, katam ha'pri, like the taste of the fruit. V'hi lo astaken, and it didn't do it. What did it do? But totea aretz desha esem azria zera lemineu. That's fine. Eitz oseh pri. God said, "Make, let the land make a tree of fruit, i.e., a tree which tastes like its fruit. Who makes fruit? And what did the land do? Eitz oseh pri, a tree which makes fruit." Oh, land has free will. Right? God told the land, do this. The land didn't listen. Or the tree didn't listen. Someone didn't listen here, right? And it didn't do what God said. So let's see, right? V'hi lo astaken. Ela v'totzi ha'aretz eitz oseh pri. V'lo eitz pri. And not eitz pri. Okay? You all with me? Make sense? Yes? You're lying. Doesn't make sense one bit.
It makes sense.
You heard of, you haven't, you know, I mean, unless you like, you know, you go to, talking to the tree makes the tree go better. Could be, I don't know. Tender loving care even works for trees. Fine. Trees have free will. Do they? No. So what's happening here? God tells a tree, do something, it doesn't do it. Okay, let's go weiter. Lefikach, therefore, kishenit kalkel adam al avono, when man was punished, or when man was mitkalkel, when man did something which was wrong because of his sin, nifkada gamhi al avona, she was also given punishment for her sin.
Translates Adam as Adam.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to... Sorry? Adam. Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan. Yeah. Man. Now, what's happening here? What's this? What's the pshat here? The tree has to grow in a certain way. And now, if you understand something, we're relating it to... You didn't get punished here. We're relating it to what? To man's sin. When man sinned, she got sinned as well. You with me? Mm-hmm.
Where does it say that God ordered the tree to grow and it...
Look at the pasuk. It says, Eitz pri ose pri v'yom elokim teche ha'aretz desha esev mazriya zera. Eitz pri ose pri. He's talking about the land. He told the land, produce these things. And the land produced everything correctly apart from... It didn't say Eitz pri ose pri. It says Eitz ose pri. See the difference in Lashon? The difference in language? So, Rashi explains. God said, let the bark of the tree or the trunk of the tree or the tree itself have the taste of the fruit, and the fruit have obviously the taste of the fruit, and that's how it should be. That's how the world should be. Instead of which, what happened? The land produced tree doesn't taste like the fruit, and fruit that come from the tree. That means, in God's ideal vision of the world, how should a tree look? You go to apple tree.
The bark tastes
like the apple. I mean, there is something about that. I mean, you have sap in an apple tree, right? The sap is what the tree produces the fruit. So there is something there, but not the. I'm sure the little bit of taste of the apple tree. I don't know. I never did it, but I'm sure from the bark you can tell a little bit of the apple. There's some sort of scent there or something, right? I mean, there's sap there, but it obviously doesn't taste like the fruit. Now, why did God want it to be that way, and why did the tree or the land not do it that way? Now I'll tell you another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that it says, what is an etrog? Sorry, what? It's an etrog is the only tree in finding out what an etrog is, right? Etrog is the one of the species we use in a lulav. So that tree, apparently, the Gemara says, it's eight. It's taste of this fruit and taste of the tree is the same. I didn't do the chet. And according to many Meforshim, according to the Gemara, Midrash as well, it says the etrog was the Eitz Hadas. There's a lot, all the seven species with the Eitz Hadas according to Chazal. There's different Midrashim. Right? Certainly chita, wheat, wine, or grape, or of ta'anim, right? Dates. Ta'anim is figs, right? Right? So all these things, all the seven species brought down in Midrashim, and the etrog represents what's called Malchus. It's the seven species against the seven, six species in seven species, and etrog which represents Malchus, which represents the female, so to speak. But that one tree did its tafkid. Right? So it means the etrog remained as God's plan. Yeah? Now, first of all, I'm going to introduce you a concept. The concept is that Adam ki eitz hasadeh. Man is like a fruit tree. He's considered a marshal of a fruit tree. Okay? Yeah, he's a marshal. It's a, how do you say a marshal? A parable of a fruit tree. And we see that just as man did something wrong with the fruit tree, or the land got something wrong. Now, in every day, we see a little bit of a problem. Let's go back to the first day of creation. What happened the first day of creation? God said, let there be light. Oh! Not good the light and dark should be together. Whoops! Made a mistake. Let's separate them. Second day. The waters, the above waters and the below waters want to come together. Whoops, said God. Let's make this firmament. Let's shatter it to separate from the up and above waters. Why? We said, so that we'll bring in that concept of unification. So we see that God, when he created something good, separate. Created something good, separate, right? Separation, and then we say for this with the fish, the taste of the fish, right? Say with the face of a fish, what's the taste of the fish? Because we have plurality in the world. Plurality in the world is not a good thing. We want to make unification. We want to make unification, right? So God's there doing all this separation. He separated himself from the world, which created bad. Vayom Elokim. Yeah, right? Bara Elokim. Vayio Hashem Elokim. Right? Then we have separation in the firmament. They want the higher world, the spiritual world, to connect with the physical. God says separate. Man's going to do that. The tree, there's two aspects to a tree. There's the tree itself and its produce. We wanted them to be similar. At least here, God wanted them to be similar. The tree decided not to be, or the land decided not to be similar. There's a difference between the tree and its fruit. That's a form of separation. The ideal is what? For there not to be separation in the world. For everything to be more of a unity. A tree, the trunk of a tree being separated from the fruit of the tree, what does a fruit represent? So let's go to a pasuk in the Torah. Pasuk in the Torah says, Eile toldos Noach. These are the generations of Noach. Noach. Ish tamim haya bedorotav. These are, so Rashi says, what's the generations of Noach? He himself, his ma'asim tovim, his actions. The fruit of a person is his actions. The fruit, if a person's eitz hasadeh, his fruit represents his actions. So the person represents a tree, and his actions represents the fruit. If we want the tree trunk and the fruit, or the body of the tree and the fruit to be the same, that means we want him and his actions to be one, a connection, a complete connection. Obviously, when Adam HaRishon sinned, that caused a difference between him, his guf, and his actions, which come from his neshama, his soul, his good actions. We're not talking about his bad actions. A difference, a separation. This tree, the trunk of the tree, from the fruit of the tree, represents a separation of God's plan in the world. I.e., intrinsic to the world is this concept of sin. When Adam HaRishon comes on, and he has the opportunity to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and he sins, is this a plan in creation? Is this a priori for this to happen? We just want man to, so to speak, ready to do it? Or is this a mistake, complete mistake that man made? I think it's the first way. I'm seeing that from the tree. Intrinsic to creation is the separation from the spiritual world to the physical world. And it's man's bechira, man's choice to connect. When we get to the chet, we're going to see this more clearly, why it was necessary for man to sin. Why it wasn't such a mistake. Why it was innate somewhat to the creation of the world, man's sin. The tree sinned. The tree didn't this, not the tree, the land didn't produce that tree. Either was some sort of differentiation, difference, hevdel, between the physical and the spiritual. The fruit represents the spiritual. The trunk represents the connection to the ground, the more physical part. You understand? If it's the same, there's a deep connection. It's enrooted, the fruit is enrooted in the ground. You understand what I'm saying? There's a complete connection between spiritual, your actions, and who you are. You with me? That the tree did not do that. The land did not do that. It means that there's a separation of the land to that which it produces, or that which it's supposed to produce. There's a separation. And that separation is innate to the creation. We've seen them in both the 2 days of creation. separation of the light from the darkness, separation from the heavens to the earth, right? Or the higher waters to the lower waters, the separation of the tree from its fruit. That's what we're seeing in this, in today. Now you're going to see this in every single day. Every single day is going to have its separation, right? Its separation from the connection of, so to speak, the spiritual to the physical. And man's tafkid is to bring those two things together. And man made that separation bigger. So it means the separation is bigger than we think. It's innate to creation. You with me? And why is it innate to creation? Because the only way God can create the world is to separate himself from the world. That itself is the shorish of all chet. That itself is the source of all ra, of all evil, which is the source of all chet. You understand? So it's something which is intrinsic to the creation of the world. You can't have a world other than that. If you have this concept of God, if God is Mamale Olam, he's filling the world, in order to create a place for the world, there has to be a separation of him from the world, i.e. there has to be creation of Ra. If it's a creation of Ra, so you have this concept of Ra in the world, a concept of evil, which is comes from God, in the world, a concept of separation. All these forms of separation is the ability to enable Ra, and therefore evil, and therefore free will. You with me? So like day one and day two is God creating the metaphysical world. It's innate to the metaphysical worlds, the separation of him from the world. Day number three, it's now we're more in the physical world. We're still, obviously, a tree is not the same as we understand a tree. But in the more physical world, it's innate creations that the land produces this innate separation. So you see that why it says Kitov twice in Yom Shishi. Shlishi, because on the third day, because we completed the waters, the work of the waters. So we're learning from this, the completion is goodness. What does it mean, the completion is goodness? The world was created, like we said, we're going back now to the concept.
Because the contraction is...
Right. Contraction, the removal of God in the world, right, means the creation of Ra, the creation of incompleteness. The bringing back of God into the world, or the which is our purpose, is bringing back of goodness. The completion of that, our tafkid, that we were created in a world of chisaron, of lack. Completing of that lack means goodness. And the way to complete that lack is through goodness. The ultimate way for us, that's why it says kitov, why it says kitov all the time. When something's complete, it means something's good, because goodness is an expression of shleimus, or shleimus, completion, is an expression of goodness. It's vice versa. Shalom means peace, right? It means, comes with shalem, complete.
Whole.
When there's goodness in the world, when there's shalom between ish v'ra'ehu, there's goodness, there's completion. Shalom. Completion and goodness are the same thing. You with me? Complete? You understand? Okay. Go say what you were saying.